This is Inside MSide, your favorite podcast for all things Morningside. Hear stories from students, alumni, faculty, and more about what makes the Morningside experience so special.
Hello, friends. Welcome to another episode of Inside MSide. I'm Dr. Albert Mosley, 13th president of Morningside University, and co-hosting with me today is one of our amazing students, Sage Shepherd. I'm going to allow Sage to introduce herself, and then I'll introduce our amazing guest we have for today.
Hi, guys. Thank you for listening. My name is Sage Shepherd. I am a junior here at Morningside. I am a business administration major, and I'm also a part of the cheer team here.
Excellent. Thank you, Sage. Morningsiders, we are in for an amazing treat today. Joining Sage and me today is Mrs. Evelyn Freeman, a 1947 Morningside graduate, who also has the distinction of being the first African-American hired by the Sioux City School District. Yes. She is truly a trailblazer, and we are so excited to hear more about her story today. Welcome, Mrs. Freeman. Please, let's start by you telling us a little bit about who you are and your time here in Sioux City and your time at Morningside.
Okay, yes, I'm Evelyn Freeman. I really have another first name, but I didn't like it, so I said, Mother, change it in the kindergarten. Should I tell it or not? My name was Mobilia Evelyn. I said no in the kindergarten.
Oh, wow.
I said no. So it's Evelyn Mobilia. So that's nice. What I'm known as Evelyn. So that's the first thing. So I was a very, very conscious person because I was the only Black in the kindergarten class. And they called me everything but Evelyn. Mobilia. Let's do it, Evelyn. So that's how I'm known, is Evelyn Freeman. My folks are wonderful. I had three Walker men who came from Arkansas, and they have children who graduated from Morningside. My cousin, she was 11, and I was 4 when she gave me piano lessons. She was a beautiful, wonderful musician. She graduated from Morningside first, and then I graduated, and I had two cousins from three different Walker families. So that's something that we're very proud of. That's one of the first things. Yes.
And what year did you graduate here?
1947.
And during your time here, Mrs. Freeman, as a student, did you live on campus or did you live home? Or?
No, I lived in the other part of town. Morningside, we had to travel by streetcar then. They had streetcars then. Every day, that's where I came to school on the streetcar, yes. Three Black girls came, and we all graduated at the same time from high school. And they went elsewhere. One became a nurse and went somewhere else, and the other one went to Berkeley. So that meant I was the only one who graduated in 1947. It was interesting because you see, I don't think many of the students saw many Black people because they were surrounding places that the children came to Morningside. I don't think they saw many of the people, so it was interesting. But I had a good life. I had a good time there, and the president was Dr. Rodman. Dr. Rodman. Yes. Dr. Rodman was the seventh president. Yes. And so what can I say?
We have a dorm on campus named after him. Rodman Hall is one of our dorms on campus named after him.
Mm-hmm. And his daughter, his last daughter, graduated with me, Katie.
Wow.
Katie Rodman. Katie Rodman. Yeah, she graduated the same year I did. She was the last of the group. Campus life, I didn't get to see campus life because I just went to class I got off campus. So I wasn't well known, but I can say that I had a good life because I majored in music too. So I was a music major, and I had a professor there named Rystrup, Mr. Rystrup, piano teacher, gave me a job as a company off the campus, so that's where I went off campus and was accompanied for ballet and tap. Yeah, it was interesting life. Yes, it was.
Wow, that's amazing. Mm-hmm. That's amazing.
No, I said I'm blessed that I have lived so long that I have the privilege of seeing someone like me. I read your resume. It's out of starting from Mississippi. That's the first thing I had was shocking to me. And I thought, do you have anybody else who's in education in your family?
No, I am a first generation college graduate, the first one in my family to go to college.
And it was amazing. So anyway, so you know what? I'm blessed that my husband would have been, he graduated the next year after me. He had gone to service and was a Buffalo Soldier. How about that?
Wow.
Started as a Buffalo Soldier and where they had horses. And then they mechanized it and in tanks. But he came back to Morningside and graduated in 1948. There were two Blacks that year. So.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah, I don't know anything to say about Morningside that I had a good life and enjoyed everybody. But it wasn't easy. It wasn't easy.
Well, Sage and I and so many other people who are here now, we stand on your shoulders and we thank you for paving the way for us. And as you said, I'm sure it was not easy at all for you during that time. But thank you for walking that walk and paving that way so that we could be here now. So you're the one who laid the foundation for us, and we're very grateful to you for that.
Well, I think my cousin did. I think she really lived. She was before me. She was about 7 years before me, and she graduated. And I would say I could count maybe 8 people who were Black that I knew who graduated from Morningside. That's all I can, and that's not very many. So I just hope, they'll get the idea that it's for everybody, And so we have.
I think that culture is really changing. I go here to Morningside. My brother also came to school here, and I just see each year the population of Black students or students of color in general going up. And I think that added diversity to the campus is extremely valuable because, we all have different life stories. And I think it's essential that we are able to share those because, like you said, some people from around this area maybe don't come into contact with people of color. They don't know our cultures and traditions. And I think that it's very special to be able to come to a campus that is actively advocating for us to tell our stories and to get out there and share our experiences. So I know that you were saying previously that your experience here at Morningside, you say that it was, you do value your experience, but there were some hardships. Do you remember anything specific to Morningside? Maybe it's a good memory about the campus culture. I know that you didn't live on campus, but do you remember any specific events or things that happened at your time at Morningside that made it a memorable experience for you?
Well, I guess I could, but I would use a lot of times for accompanists for singers. And I remember, should I tell this? It wasn't very good, but my husband, he was my boyfriend and he didn't want to go. I had to go and play for a young man, and he was a nice young man. I was going to be playing for him. He said, I won't go, but I'll wait for you. So I went, and I play by ear, sight. And he starts singing. And the song, you remember the song, Old Man River?
Yes.
I had some of those kind of things that happened. Mm. But there were people who, they thought that was okay, I guess, to use the word. But those are the little things that I had to situations that I didn't like, but not too often, too often. For the most part, it was wonderful. But I didn't live on campus, you understand?
Yeah.
But so I didn't get involved in too many things.
Were you born here in Sioux City? You were born
yes.
here in the
city? Oh, yes. Okay. Yes. And it was my husband, and he's my husband. After we married, he said, "You know what? You got your certificate. Why don't you apply to be a teacher?" I said, "Oh no, I don't think so." He said, "Yes," and so I did. And so he was the one who told me. And Rabbi Gordon, remember, he's a very prominent man, and some of the people involved helped me to be the first Black teacher. I have so many people to thank. So I'm just saying, I have no bitterness. I just know things were like they were off campus. We went to eat one time, off campus, maybe half a block. And we sat there, three of us. We were the three Blacks who were there. We sat there for a long time. We said, well, finally they said, you know, we just can't wait on you. Well, that was kind of a shock. But in those days, you didn't eat it. You really didn't. You knew your place. But I thought we were on the campus close by that we could eat. So we had little incidents, but it wasn't really. But, you know, you knew your place.
Yeah.
Yeah. What, so what I know. Huh?
What was the experience like for you when you became the first Black teacher here in Sioux City?
And it was wonderful because my teacher, my music teacher, gave me a job as downtown. And so I became accompanist for dances, ballet and tap. And I saw this woman in the tutu. I said, who is that? She's a dance teacher. So that was new to me. So all the children were people who had money. So many of them, the parents, were, I knew them when I went to college because these were the upper class people. So I really had a good lesson on how to deal with people. It was interesting. And so those same people, when I started teaching, were some of the same people that I would be accompanist for when I, you know, went downtown. So see, I was involved with a lot of different people. So it was, I learned a lot, and I was quite blessed. Yes. So what can I say? That I'm so glad I just can't get over it. I just can't get over that. My husband would have loved to have seen this because he was an advocate. And after 6 years, we went to California. He became a well-known principal in Compton, where Eunice and Serena and Venus lived. Well, we never saw them, but they went to private schools, I think. But he became a very disciplined principal. People know him very well, so it was a good move. But I am happy, so happy that he would love to know you.
Well, thank you. I heard a story about your husband, Dr. Freeman. Yes, a really good story that he. George Boykin told me the story that he went to meet with the school board and he had asked the school board to hire him and they refused to hire him. And he says, will you at least hire my wife, please? And that you started working at that point, but Dr. Freeman made the case that please hire my wife to teach. And then you became the first teacher. I think that's the story George shared with me.
Well, I don't know whether that was it, but something like that.
Yes.
I'm not sure that was it, but he told me to put my application in. And when I did, the girl said, why are you doing it? The girl in the office at Morningside College, why are you doing this? He said, because she is, you know, capable and able, you know, she should do this. And so that's how I... with Rabbi Gordon, and a lot of people helped me. Rabbi Gordon, I wish I knew where he's dead. His statue is there too, you know, in front of the bus station. Rabbi Gordon, and who else? About six people.
Yeah. Your statue is there, and Flora Lee and her husband's is there, and there's somebody else. I can't remember who else, but yeah.
Yeah, Martin Luther King, his is there too. Yeah, Martin Luther King is right next to me. How about that?
Yes, I know. That's amazing. That's absolutely amazing.
Yeah, Martin Luther King. I don't know who else is there, but there were about, so my daughter that you just saw here, she works at the Smithsonian here. She's amazing. And so she's the one who takes care of me. And I'm here with her in Maryland, have my own apartment in her home. So I'm a blessed person. Everybody's been so wonderful to me. And I hope to see you. I hope to travel there and get to see the campus again. I met the principal, or what's he, president when we came, Renders?
President Reiners, yes.
Yeah, I met him also, so. What can I say is that that's So I will probably see you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We'll make that happen. Mm-hmm. I know Sage has another question for you here that she'd like to ask.
So one of the things about Morningside is we are constantly advocating for the cultivation of ethical leaders and people who are interested in civic responsibility, whether it's on campus at Morningside, off campus in the Siouxland community, or in our hometowns. And I just wanted to ask, if you had any stories that you could share about how you have led and served in your communities where you've lived and worked.
I have it written here. Well, we went to Los Angeles, and there I was at this, we were talking about the people that you might know, Malden, River Malden. And so I was in music, and I supported some organizations that were musical, things that were in the music. I joined those. I organized a bell choir, played for different people. So I was involved with music. Yes, I'm trying to think of some of the things that you probably would know. Can you think of something, Vicky? My daughter's involved in so much, so she can tell me. I forget so much, but I'm just so overwhelmed. I can't even.
Yeah, I know throughout the course of your life you have done so much in so many communities where you've lived, and I can tell just by your beautiful spirit that you have wherever you have been that you've probably shaped young people quite a bit as an educator and as a musician. And we're very grateful for that, for the work you've done in all of the different communities and places you've lived.
Yeah, and I served on the board of directors of the Southeast Symphony, Jester Harrison. Do you know who he was?
Harrison. I do know who Jester he was. Harrison. He was an amazing composer and conductor.
Yes, he was. He belonged to our church. He belonged to our church, Holman United Methodist Church. So that's where I came from, Holman United Methodist Church. And he was part of it. Oh, yeah. Right now we have Dr. What's our minister that we just lost? That he was with Dr. He was with Martin Luther King.
Oh, Jim Lawson.
Jim Lawson. Who is. He was our minister for 25 years.
Yeah.
And he's still involved. Right. You knew him.
I do. I know Dr. Lawson, I knew his work with Dr. King, and so.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. Oh my gosh. Yeah. Well, you're amazing, and all the things that you're into so much. I don't see how you remember all these things. I was just reading about all the things that you. What? And I have. She said yes, and you're a piano student. Yes, and I gave piano recitals, and I had a handbell choir. So those are the kind of things that I did. And enjoyed so much. That's my forte, I guess.
And I think that's amazing because now you have all of these students that you've come into contact with that will remember you forever and continue to carry on this role of leadership and just teaching other people. And I think that's an amazing legacy to leave.
I have been so blessed. My husband would have loved to have seen this because he fought very much. You know, he was well known for his discipline with gangs and that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. That's where he was. Some didn't like him, but he was. That's what he did. He worked for the person who didn't have much, and he didn't.
Right.
So and that was a good thing. So I'm. Yeah. So I'm. I am. So I will be there. I think if I can live a couple more years and just see you.
So a lot of people, Ms. Freeman, talk about the value of education. And the difference that education makes in a person's life. And thinking back over your life, can you share what difference it made that you received a good education and how that changed maybe the course of your life because, you know, the education that you received?
My education was fabulous. I went to all the schools in. Well, I went to school, of course, in Iowa. Mm-hmm. I went to school in Iowa, and I did some other work when I went to California too. But my background is Morningside. I have to say that my background, and and the people were just wonderful to me. Can you think of something, Vicki?
How did your education help?
And it just helped me to enjoy everybody and understand people, because after living in Sioux City and coming with contact with all kinds of people, it helped me when I went to California. Mm-hmm. And I became a traveling music teacher in Compton. So I met so many people. I've had a good life.
Yeah, that's amazing.
That's excellent.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you had one piece of advice or words of encouragement that you could give to all teachers out there, what would that be?
Let me see. What could I give them? I don't know. Well, love people. You gotta love, mm-hmm. and you gotta love children. And that mm-hmm. depends if you're with children. And I did. And I still see some of those same children. And I just don't know how to tell you how much I appreciate all of you. And I appreciate it. I didn't think I'd ever see Morningside again. Here I am. I'm so blessed that you are with us and stay with us a long time.
Yes.
I really do. And Greg, about how many people are Black who go to school there now? Or minorities, I'll say that. Minorities.
Yeah, so we have about, of our student population now, about 10% are African-American, Black or African-American, which is pretty good for us now. And but we have a growing population mm-hmm. of international students and a growing population of Hispanic students also.
Mm-hmm. That's wonderful. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, we had the same thing in Compton. We didn't have very many at first. I had one in my class when I was just in the classroom. And then now I was involved with all kinds of people. And it was and they were very good to me. Very nice.
So Sage and I are going to ask you, we call this rapid fire questions. So they're just fun questions that we'll ask you. And then you tell us your answer to the question. So I'll ask the first one, your favorite meal. What's your favorite meal or favorite food?
Oh my goodness. I don't know, because my daughter makes so many wonderful things. I don't know. She brings me, what do I like, bitch? Huh?
Your breakfast.
My breakfast, she's back here, probably be over here. So
yeah,
I don't know. I have a good breakfast, and I can't tell you. I love what she fixes me breakfast, bacon and eggs, and
yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't eat as much as I used to, of course. But I don't know. Refrigerator here. I have everything here. I can feed myself. You know, it's just I'm blessed. Mm-hmm. I don't have to have her feed me.
That sounds great. Breakfast, you know, breakfast is you know, they say breakfast is the most important meal of the day.
Yes.
It's actually my favorite meal of the day. I can eat breakfast any time mm-hmm. of the day. Okay. So
that's what. Now I'm just learning how to eat grits. I never had any grits before, even though my Southern, but I'm getting so that I like grits.
Yeah.
So mm-hmm. So she's my teacher now. So.
Yeah, grits are delicious. All right, Sage, just going to ask you the next question.
So if you had to choose, you're just picking up something to take some notes, would you choose a pen or a pencil?
Oh, I have everything available. I have pens. I have a lot of pens. And okay. My mother was an antique person. And so I mm-hmm. bought a lot of antique things. And so one of the things that, you know, I have a desk, a beautiful desk here that and I don't know if you can see it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a disc right there. You can see it. And so I keep things there. I have to keep things in a certain place. My daughter is so organized. So I have to be also.
Okay, very nice. All right, the next question. How do you take your coffee?
I didn't have coffee until I came here. And now I have it every morning. And so they fix me coffee in the morning. And I don't think it'll hurt me anymore now that I'm 97. Yeah. But I didn't have coffee when I was young. But I do coffee. I like the cream and sugar.
Yes. Okay, good. Whenever I drink coffee, people say that it's not coffee because I put too much cream in it and I put too much sugar in it. So by the time I'm done with it, it's basically like warm chocolate milk.
Well, you know what? Then you're safe. Then that's fine. That's good. No, and I do like coffee now. So she just said I get that every morning. So
yeah,
premature.
When you were in school, what was your favorite subject?
Oh my gosh! Well, as a music person, let's see. Where part in school? You mean in
high? How about college? Let's do Morningside.
Okay. Well, it was anything that pertained to music, you know. And I had I think I liked most everything. There was nothing that I didn't like. I think I enjoyed it. I enjoyed everything that I had. It was nice. No, I didn't. But I was music, so I had a lot of music, you know, directing and that type of thing.
Yes, and very nice. Excellent. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So are you a morning or a night person?
Let me see.
Morning or night?
Now that I'm 97, I just do what I want to, whatever I want to. Sometimes you come down. Late at night, I am up watching tennis.
Okay. Very nice.
If I were younger, I would be playing tennis.
Yes. Very nice. I love that. I love that.
I was an athlete too. I was an athlete also. I was an athlete.
Oh, nice. Excellent.
Okay. I like bowling and that type of thing. Yeah. So yes, I was kind of well-rounded.
Yeah. What's something that you do every day that's important to you?
Oh, I sit down. And play the my daughter says, yes, you see my hand? Yes, mm-hmm. I play the piano.
Yes, that's excellent.
Yes,
you do that every day?
Yes, and usually I like to do it when they're not here, and just so I could just be loud as I want, you know, do what I want. Wow. Yeah, so I was a classical player, my cousin was a classical player, and so you know, I played for the church, I was a couple for the church, so. Wow. I said I had a good life. Mm-hmm.
Amazing. That's amazing. Well, Ms. Freeman, we're so grateful for this time you've given us, this conversation today. And I know that those of our students and our alums who watch this this podcast are going to really learn so much from your wisdom. We're sitting. Sage and I are so blessed to sort of sit at your feet and to learn from you, from your many experiences in life and all the places you've been, all the things you've done. And you truly are a trailblazer. And so we're just grateful to have this time to talk with you today.
Well, and thank you for having me. You don't know how I feel. I just feel I'm just so blessed. Thank you, both of you. And I hope to hear a lot about you. I know I will. And you met my nephew.
I did. Yes. I did. I met him last Monday night. I met your nephew last Monday night. Yes.
Richard Hayes.
Yes.
Richard, Richard Hayes. That's right. Yeah.
So, Richard did an amazing job reciting Dr. King's mountaintop speech. And
yes,
so,
he told me he did. Right. So he was my husband's really nephew, was it? Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. And very nice.
His mother finished Morningside. Yeah.
His mother. Oh, wow. That's amazing. Yeah. Well, thank you again for joining us on the podcast. And Sage, thank you for being my co-host today. Friends and alums, please be sure to like and subscribe to the podcast and check out our future episodes. And I know you'll want to learn more about Ms. Evelyn Freeman. You can find more about her on our website and just amazing things she's done in her life. So thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you, both of you. You made my day.
Absolutely.